If a horse cut himself on the fence, and it didn't heal just right, what did you call that red?
Plowed flesh.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of that.
How do you treat that?
Well, you can put calomel in there and eat it out, or powdered alum, I think, or something uh-huh. like that.
Dry it up, huh?
Eat that plowed flesh out of there and then uh-huh. heal up. I kind of knew what I was doing when I was talking about that.
I think everybody who's had any stock or any horses yeah. has to learn that. I've had men tell me they'd put lime in there.
Yeah, but lime's good to kind of dry it up, but you've got to tie them up or something, they'll gnaw it, you uh-huh. see.
I bet that hurts. Oh, my.
Well, it just may not hurt so bad, but just kind of keeps them.
Uh-huh.
Won't gnaw it. Just like place on you itching and you want to scratch it.
Oh, I do enjoy a good scratch.
Yeah.
If you go away on vacation and come back and you find that a friend of yours had an illness and died, you want to find out about this, what would you ask another friend who knew about it?
Now, if he got sick and died, and what is the matter with him now?
Uh-huh. You want to find out what it was?
Yeah.
What would you say? Do you know what he died?
Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were asking the man, you'd say, do you know what he died? Died what?
Well, cancer. Appendicitis used to. Whenever you had an operation of appendicitis, you were just pretty near dead that time.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that in the early days, appendicitis?
Oh, they called it colic or something like that, you know. I remember when this Idaho up here at El Reno, there were several guys went up there and died right there.
Hmm.
Now they don't pay no more attention to it, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in there and cut those appendix out and sew you back up. Day or two, you're walking around.
Man did that to me 2 years ago, but it got abscessed.
Yeah.
I went. He dismissed me from the hospital. Well, I went in on Monday. He dismissed me from the hospital on Wednesday. And he saw me again the next Monday. And, I guess I was about the color of this glass here.
Hmm.
He took one look at me and he didn't like it. I didn't like it either. But he flopped me down on that table and pulled off the dressing and took a look and swore a couple times and hollered for the nurse. Grabbed his scissors and he just poked him in that hole and just started cutting. No anesthetic, just snip, snip, snip. I didn't like that a bit. They did. Crazy man, he did that the next time I went in, too. All I had was a piece of chewing gum, but I sure chewed it. Oh, when a man dies, people gather around, and there's a preacher there, and they give him a what? He has a...
Oh, he'll have a funeral, of course.
Mm-hmm. What's the body put in?
The what?
The man's body.
Oh, it's put in a casket.
Uh-huh. Where is he buried?
In the ground.
Uh-huh. Any special place?
Well, wherever he, I guess, lives or...
Uh-huh. Well, any special place around the town?
Well, I don't know what they call them, graveyards now, but... Cemetery.
What did you call